Proclamation number 6497 of 10th of March, 1956. Repatriation plan. Free will. My plan of salvation is designed in unsurpassable wisdom so that it will certainly lead to the aim one day. Yet freedom of will is always taken into account, which is why, despite greatest wisdom and endless love, it can take eternities until the spiritual will fully belongs to me. But free will requires such a plan, which always adapts itself to that will and opens up the greatest possibilities for the right direction of will. My wisdom, however, saw the direction of the will at all times, and my love was therefore always able to plan according to this will. So that success was and is always recorded, and that again and again spiritual things reach perfection, thus they successfully cover the path of salvation. Yet I also saw the many failures which I have to tolerate because they are based on free will, but which have already motivated me from eternity to everlasting activity of love. Thus my plan of salvation could therefore already be determined from eternity. An infinite number of beings had fallen, and the depths of their stay are endless. The path back is infinitely long, and yet the aim is once attainable. I recognized from eternity what demands were made on my love on the part of those beings which do not want to give up their resistance and yet are not left in the abyss by me forever. Only my love can rescue them from this, and this love therefore devised a plan which will certainly bring all fallen beings back to me, but which will also require eternities until all fallen beings have been completely redeemed. Love, wisdom and might will always accomplish this work of return with respect for the free will of that which once emerged from me as a supremely perfect being. The human being can certainly take note of my plan of salvation and then gain the conviction that nothing is arbitrary, that everything is based on my will of love and my wisdom. But he can never overlook my rule and activity for the purpose of the fallen person's return in its full extent. He can only be informed in a few words that my love will never rest until everything that once fell can be active in fullest freedom and enlightened strength. And that everything takes place according to plan in order to achieve this aim, that every thought, every direction of will and every stage of development is known to me, that I know about everything and accordingly approach the human being in earthly life such that he can accomplish the return to me if he wants it himself. Everything is included in my plan of salvation from eternity, but coercion is never exerted, which is why even the most favorable opportunities can remain unused, and the time of distance from me is prolonged by the being itself. Hence it is free will which is decisive in which time the once fallen being's redemption takes place. As long as you humans believe that you are unfree in your thinking and willing, you still have little knowledge. As a result of your former fall, it is precisely free will which prevents me from redeeming you abruptly, which my infinite love would certainly like to do, but then the characteristic of divinity, free will, would be taken away from you, and you would eternally no longer be able to become perfect beings, but would only ever be directed beings determined by my will which do not correspond to my aim, my divine plan of love. People who dispute a free will are still very darkened in spirit, for they are still under the influence of my adversary who has transferred his will onto them. But I gave the spiritual being begotten through its will the right of self-determination, so that it recognized itself and could freely decide for it offer me. And it still fell and thus became guilty itself and free will. If, therefore, As a human being, it still considers itself dependent on external power which determines its will. Then it is also still very much in that power. But it can detach itself from it precisely because it is free will, which would be strengthened remarkably quickly through the call of Jesus Christ, who died for the human being to be able to strengthen his weakened will at any time. And therefore, with the help of the Divine Redeemer, the return to me can take place in a shorter time. But eternities can still pass by, because free will is decisive. But everything is planned in my eternal plan of salvation, and my love, wisdom and omnipotence will surely reach the aim one day. Amen.